Uh-huh. Listen. Uh-huh. We're in the building today. You know it's your boy. He said, no handouts, all grind and all hustle. When the protocol came from the honor and all muscle. The ones who seem to hurt you the most, they all love you. The ones who use their head as a team, they all bubble. When they send you down at your lowest, they all chuckle. Cops trying to kill us and pin us to all trouble. Knowing if we blowin' in trial, they gon' fuck you. Knowing if you shit on your child, they gon' judge you. Man, take a risk so you can play the fish. Keep the iron for the beef or fuck it, get your steak bit. Or you can get your face ripped. Cut the grass a little low, fuck it, get the snake hit. Cause little shorty gotta eat, dog. What cloth you cut from, you looking like a sheep, dog. We bringing back the joy to the streets, dog. And if they start asking questions, fuck it, nigga, we ball. Uh-huh, listen, I ain't done yet, he said. What he said, he said. Raised in the jungle, round lions and gorillas. The government fucked up, y'all wrong for how y'all did us. Tan jumpsuits, hot soups is what they give us. We said once we make it, the world was gonna fill us. Mommy short the rent and sister short tuition. I'm the one they call when nobody listening. Hear the money orders they cost when you in prison. All them bitches you popped off, they went missing. All them niggas you fronted soft, paid no visits. The only one that really took a loss was those children. Caged up daddy, whole mama with no feelings. The pain, you can see it in their eyes, is no concealing. Man, and these the reasons why we risk it all. It's a lose-lose situation when black involved. $1 million conversations when we get to talk. You don't really need no validations when you been a boss. Uh-huh, it's your boy. Uh-huh.
Gay salute, ladies and gentlemen, from the Questionable on the Questionable Behavior podcast. Stay tuned for the interview. Shit, that was some motherfucking fire, bro. Killing the beat. That beat was brought to you by Josh Lamont. Everybody, check him out on Instagram at Theme Music Josh.
Shout out, you know, Roselle USA. You already know, salute, go get us in the building. You already know. Shout out Sean Hartwell, too. Who the fuck want to go to prison, man? You already know, man. We rapping. Let's get it.
Yo, he's the first one to come up here actually, rap.
Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. This is your host, Edison. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, and every app that gives you the option to give us stars. All right? Give us a nice review, too. Tell us how great we are. And if you don't think we're great, don't write anything, all right? Just keep that to yourself. What's up? We got DC in the building tonight. Before we get into that, we're in the Montclair Brewery. We got to shout out Montclair Brewery, our sponsors. We're here in Montclair. You can hear a little bit of the music in the background. And, you know, they're serving us this new beer, this new blonde that they just cooked up this week. You know, this is this week's beer, all right? Blondie.
And we got DC. Shit right here.
Yeah. We got DC in the building. Say what up.
What's good, people? How y'all doing, man?
And we got a special guest with us tonight. We got Skate Saluti in the building.
Say what's going on. What's good? It's your boy Skate Saluti. We in the building, man.
Yeah, you guys might have seen him in our interviews at Crush Calhoun's album release party. So since we had that link up with Crush before, so tell us how you guys linked up with Crush. I know you had told me before that, you know, you were in a spot in your life that you were basically homeless, and then you started working with Crush during that time, and it kind of brought you out of it, or you were coming out of it at that same time while you were working. So tell me about that.
Nah, basically, like, you know, I was always into music, you know, and whatever. I started from church, whatever, in the choir, stuff like that. Basically, I was down and out at that time. Like, somebody close to me had got locked up and whatever. One of my somebody I looked up to, you know, he had got locked up. He the one who introduced me, put me in the studio at first, you feel what I'm saying? So, after he got locked up, I was kind of lost. Like, I ain't had no direction, you get what I'm saying? And, you know, I grew up with Crutch. I knew him already. He was always doing his thing. But then I just linked up with him and whatever, and he just grabbed me by my coattail. Every since then, like, we just been on. Like, we just been, you know, putting the pieces to the puzzle.
So, were you already doing music at that point, or is that
I was already doing music, but
it?
I slowed down. But that was the time where I really started taking it very serious. Like, I knew that was my purpose. Yeah, so.
And then you also, I mean, we were talking earlier, you write, you produced. So, like, tell me how you started dipping into all this, like, different shit.
Honestly, growing up, I was in like this thing called it's called New Jersey Orators. Basically, what it is it's like we do competitions like orators. You know, we do like spoken word competition, poems. You know, it's different categories of being an orator. You know, so I into that. I used to do competitions, me and my sisters, and whatever. My mother put me in that when I was young and whatever. And then plus I grew up singing in the choir, so I always was a writer. I wrote poems, and I used to write poems and stuff. So everything just played a part, you get what I'm saying? And I used to just always keep a notebook growing up, like, and I used to just always write my thoughts down. I used to make them rhyme, and it just started getting, you know, just started growing, because like I told you before, my dude that I looked up to, he actually put me in a studio, you get what I'm saying, to record, you get what I'm saying? So that once that happened, that sparked something in me. It kind of died down once he...
Yo, just speak into the screen, right?
My bad, yeah. So after that, you know, it kind of... once he was arrested, you know, I kind of was, like, discouraged a little bit, I want to say. I was discouraged and whatever, because he used to always be in the studio every day, wake me up, hey, yo, son, we going to the studio. And whatever. And he always gave me a shot, even when other people didn't give me a shot. He was one of those people that gave me a shot. Shout out Freak Greasy G too. While we talking about him, you feel what I'm saying? He on his way home. And whatever. So, you know, Greasy put me on and whatever. And then after that, I was discouraged once he was arrested. Yeah. And then that's when, you know, Crutch was the only person doing his thing. You know, he always was like, you know, working and stuff like with the music. And then I just linked up with him on that level, because I already was linked up with him. We grew up together, so. But I linked up with him on that level. And then once I linked up with him on that level, it was on. He just taught me, and we just been on, you know.
So, hold on, let me get into the topic. We were just listening to your album on the way here, all right? So tell me a little bit how you evolved as an artist between, like, the singles that you were dropping before and the album that came out now. You know what I mean? And you also, in the album, you kind of have different flows and different styles. You know what I mean? Like, the one song that we were listening to, the first song on the album, Over Your Head.
Yeah.
You know, that has a certain flow. And then the song you did with Crutch is a completely different. It's more auto-tune. It's like a different, completely different vibe. So how do you think you evolved into that?
And let them know the album that we're talking about also.
The album that we're talking about is Hooks and Bridges. That is self-explanatory. I'm basically letting people know what I'm bringing to the game. My hooks and my bridges. I love melodizing. That's what I do. I also spit bars too. You know, I'm also, you know,
You gonna listen to that freestyle.
You get what I'm saying? So
he got it.
I'm an all around artist. Like, you get what I'm saying? You can't pinpoint me in one way. So, and I always been like that. But I feel like how I evolved, I want to say, is an experience. More an experience. Like, I went through my shared things in this business, and, you know, into getting where I'm at now. So I feel like everything that I've been through, it helped me be the artist I am now. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like me personally, you know, some people, when they record a song, they listen to it mad times. Me, after the first 2 weeks, I might put the song down. I always been like that. And I do that because, like, I don't know, I'm always looking for more. I'm always looking, so I don't cherish that. Once I record it, I tuck it until I'm ready to use it. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like I evolved through experience. You get what I'm saying? More through experience, you know, more knowledgeable of what's going on, you know, knowing what I want out of what I'm doing, you know, and more so.
Just growing. Really.
Yeah, growing, yeah, yeah, to my purpose, knowing my purpose.
Go ahead.
On the album Hooks and Bridges, what was one of your favorite tracks on there, and why? It's a nice length project with seven tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was your favorite out of the seven?
See, it's crazy because I was asked this question before.
Yeah.
And it's like the more time went on, it changed. Because they all give me I create emotion, so they all give me different feelings. You get what I'm saying?
At this point in your life, let me make the question easier for you. At this point in your life, right now, what was your favorite track on it, and why?
I want to say Risking It All. Risking It All. I want to say Risking It All because I felt like it spoke in volumes. It spoke like it kind of sums up what life of a black man is. Risking It All. You get what I'm saying? It sums it up. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like, yeah, that might be one of my favorite, because just what I was, like, just how I was coming off on that track, like, just you know.
Just, like, kind of like the topic of the track in general,
exactly,
and kind of like what you were talking about.
Yeah, Risking It All. Yeah, Risking It All.
Which one do you like, Derek?
You already know which one I like. The one with Crutch. What's the name of it?
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah, Sorry. That's hard. The first track is super, super duper hard.
Over Your Head, yeah.
But yeah, Over Your Head. But the one with Crutch is, I like that one because it's like, one, him and Crutch got a good chemistry. Him and Crutch got a good chemistry. And two, the reason why I like it, because at first I didn't like it. That's why I like it. I kept playing it because this shit hard. So I played it again. I'm like, yo, he kind of sound like Max on it. Like, he wavy on this shit. And
shout
then Crutch come in.
Yeah,
shout out to Max, Free Max. And then Crutch come in and just smash it. So the shit is hard. The shit is hard. Y'all got that shit off. Jersey, for real.
Jersey.
Yeah. No, I would say my top three, I actually had it written down. I would say Shitting Me.
Okay.
Sorry that he just said, and then Over Your Head. Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
Not
because,
in any specific order.
No, but yeah. I like that because when I ask people, everybody have their different opinions. So I create the emotion, man. Like I build the morale in his music. That's what I'm here for.
So
to build the morale.
When's the next thing coming out? Because that's always like what everybody asks. Like, what's
yeah,
next?
I know.
What's next? What's next?
Honestly, there's no date on the next project I'm gonna be releasing. Is called Real G's Know the Feeling. Like I said, like what real G's mean is basically like knowing the feeling of certain emotions, like knowing the feeling of being down, knowing the feeling of being successful, knowing the feeling of being heartbroken. And you know, when I say G's, it's not necessarily saying a gangster. You get what I'm saying? It just mean like in general, just like you know the feeling of what's going on at the moment. You've been here before, you know. So, but the next, I'm planning on dropping that. I want to say the top of 19. Mm. I mean the top of 20. I'm sorry about that. The top of 20 into 19. Yeah. Mm. So no specific.
Are you gonna tease that with some singles throughout the year?
Definitely,
or
definitely.
I'm gonna got some time left.
Facts. I'm gonna actually give you guys a little EP in between time. Mm. Couple songs, not too many, you get what I'm saying? Just so y'all can vibe out. Couple visuals, you get what I'm saying? Because
visuals is definitely important.
Couple visuals. I'm gonna
me
visuals.
as being a big fan of music, I feel like visuals make the song even doper, man. And then people get to actually see you. So that, I feel like that shit is important. Visuals, definitely.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Album, Art Blue Bandana. Your album art. You got the blue bandana on the front. So what's like the significance of that? And also who did the album art for you? Why am I saying that with like a heavy ass accent? Album art. That's what I'm trying to say, everybody.
Lil Design. He's a young kid out of Europe. He's from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he's probably about like 16. Shout out Lil Designs.
16. Damn, how'd you find him?
Actually through Crutch. He actually did like Crutch art, Albiol.
Damn, he did 16 year old kid out of Europe somewhere.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. He did a couple people. You know, so I was referred through him. You know, I'm always looking out. I'm always paying attention. You know, I'm always looking for the underground people. You know, that's doing their thing. I love to work with them. You know. But basically, with the blue bandana and the hook, you know, like I said, Hooks and Bridges, like that was the cover art, you know, with the blue bandana. You know, is what I represent, you know, the team I ride for. So that's, but I'm the captain of it. basically. So
that's what the hooks represent.
So that's what the hook represent. You get what I'm saying? But it's double entendre because it also means I got the hooks, I got the wave. You get what I'm saying? And the bridges too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the bridges is just the life, just the what we go through to get what we, you get what I'm saying? Hooks and bridges.
Yeah.
Like, so it was just a whole oceany, wavy type thing. You get what I'm saying? Like when Max did Walk in a Plank. You get what I'm saying? It's you get what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Max too, man. Real shit, man. R.I.P. Nate Dogg, man.
And they just dropped that what's that? That Coke Wave
Four.
Shit hard. Yeah. It's off topic, but we both fans of Max. You feel me? Is he out? How the fuck did he get that? Is he free? Like, how the fuck did he get that shit off?
You know, technology's a motherfucker now.
He ain't home. I was confused. I thought he was home. Like,
he ain't home. But I think, you know, he probably, you know, never know. He probably said some shit over the phone. You know, shout out to that engineer. Hey, yo, shout out to whoever engineered that, yo. Shout out whoever engineered that, bro. For real,
they got that shit off.
Facts. Shout out whoever engineered that.
Home.
Word up. Word up.
He made it a fucking.
They pulled that off. I like that. I ain't gonna stunt it.
What's this shit that he pre-recorded before? And they just mix it in. No. He's talking about research.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but money. That's what it is. Money.
Facts.
Shout out French.
Facts. Shout out French too, man. Word. Facts.
We're gonna get into some topics in a few, but before we do that, like, how do you learn, like, the business side of music? You know what I mean? So, you know, you get to a point where you're just making music, but now you want to, you know, focus on the money and how you're going to make music, how you're going to brand yourself. So what do you do to, like, improve on that?
You know, teamwork, you know, actually have a team of people. I want to say God bless me to be introduced to certain people, you know, building relationships and stuff like that. You know, you get genuine people along the way that's willing to help you, you know, and to, you know, and just researching, you know, just being hungry, staying hungry, you know, is what keeps me, you know, reading books, you know, stuff like that, you know, and experience too, you know, just going through, failing, trying something. You might fail, you might win, you know, you might find out like, damn, I could have did it like this way. That's why I'm taking my time with this album, because I learned along the way of making it and along the way of once I released it of what I could have did better, you know. So I'm always trying to, you know, I'm always hungry for more. So it's all about just having a hunger for knowledge, for real. It's really about, you know, so I just be reading books, researching, also looking at people before me, you know. Shout out Dame, facts. Shout out Master P, shout out Jay, shout out, you know, it's a lot of people. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out Jay Prince.
They left the blueprint,
shout out,
man.
You know, shout out JT, the bigger figure. You get what I'm saying? Shout out all these people. You get what I'm saying? Because, like you said, they left the blueprint. Shout out Nipsey Hussle too, man. R.P. Nipsey too. Man. You know, that really sparked something in me. I'm going to be honest with you. The loss of Nipsey, that actually, like, that made me look at the business different. Like, it made me want more out the business. You know, just from coming from the same type environment and wanting to achieve the same thing, but even more. So just to know what's out there and what could possibly happen and how life goes, it made me want more. It made me, you know, so just learning from other people before me, too. I feel like that's a big thing, too. Like, certain mistakes you going to make because you're trying and you have to figure out what's going on, but it's certain things you don't have to go to because it already happened.
A lot of shit can be avoided.
Exactly, you know. So
you can avoid.
That's basically what it is, man. You know, just being hungry.
Yeah. Last time before we take a quick break, because we probably got to refill on beers and shit. You know, you're working with Crutch now and that group, that camp where there's like a few artists that are, you know, are working together, and Reem is producing a lot of people's stuff and all that. So, you know, when you guys start like featuring for other people's, for each other's songs, is it like a conversation you have, or is it just something that's kind of just happening in the studio and it's like, oh, yo, that's fire, I'm going to jump on that real quick?
A little bit of everything, but more so vibing. You know, Crutch, most of the time, Crutch, he like to be challenged. And what I mean by that is, like, Crutch the type to be like, it give you a list of beats and tell you to go through them. Yo, you do it. Nah, you do it, man. You pick a beat. And I feel like he liked the challenge, like, because he don't know what's coming up. And I'm like that too, you know, so that's how it normally happen. You know, bruh probably throw on a beat. Not even him throwing on a beat. He'd give us a list. Like, yo, choose from these. Y'all just go through these and see what y'all want. Everybody going through them. And it's more so like, you know, somebody might come up with something and we just run with that. We run with that vibe. Somebody might, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, even we got a song called Same Gang. You feel what I'm saying? And that's basically how that happened. Like, I was coming to the studio. They already was starting, like, playing beats. So it's loud as hell. So I'm trying to get in the door. I'm trying to get in the room. They don't hear me knocking. But the whole time while I'm out there, I'm vibing. I'm singing a hook. Like, my gang, 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 gang. I remain, me. So, I'm knocking. Now I'm knocking harder and shit. Because I'm like, damn, I need to get in there. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Cause I hear them just listening to it, everybody vibing, but nobody ain't saying nothing. You feel what I'm saying? I just came in there. He opened. They opened. Yo, who is it? Yo, it's me. You feel what I'm saying? And I just start going off. He like, yo, say that. Say it again. Say, be louder. And it was over from there. It was history. And that same thing with Sorry. Like, that's how it be. That was actually made from scratch. All these beats, all the beats we do is all original. But I actually witnessed that Sorry being made from scratch.
Shout out to
Reem Ali.
Whoever produced Reem Ali.
Reem Ali. Shout out Swagger Guns.
The sample that he used, that's a sample that he used. I know that sample. I'm very familiar with that sample.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled that shit off. He executed that shit perfectly. So shout out to him. I know he said he was doing big things and dude talented. So shout out to him, bro.
Shout out Swagger Guns.
What's crazy is, because I was there when you guys recorded that one song on Crutch's new newest release.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this dude like just start hitting the keyboard, you know, just like,
oh yeah, boom, you boom, was boom, there boom. Right,
yeah,
so when we did Offended,
yeah, so yep, he yeah, starts yeah. hitting the keyboard.
Oh, you did. Oh, yeah, you did tell
yeah
me.
So this is like around 2 a.m bro, so this is how fast this shit happened. Around 2 a.m he starts just hitting the keyboard. He gets like four things, boom, 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 and it's like, all right, the fuck's about to happen. He starts putting a beat together, boom, boom. But by maybe I want to say like 25 minutes later, he already had like a kind of like the beat. All right.
Facts.
He basically had it kind of together. About 20 minutes after that, Crutch is already rapping to it. All right. Yeah. So, bro, by 4 a.m., they already recorded one verse and we're eating food now. From 2 to 4, bro, they started the shit from scratch, already got a verse done. And I think you were already writing on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
yeah, bro, and that's why I love being around people like being around them like that, cause it's a challenge, man. You know those big bros. So when it comes to this music shit, so it's just like, just to have that, like, and I'm always under pressure, cause I'm always like, nah, I'm going crazy.
Be around all that work.
Yeah,
when you're
around that
more,
shit,
right?
That shit just make you go crazy, man. Like, they worth ethic, man. You gotta shout out to Reem Ali, shout out to Crutch, man. Word up, man, cause they got they work, man. They work, man. They push me, man. Crutch on my ass, like, he on my ass for something. So I got you, cuz. I got you. You on my ass. So
all right, we're gonna take a quick beer refill break at Montclair Brewery, and we'll be back. Alright, we're back on the show, everybody. So now we're gonna kick it off with a couple of topics, you know, some recent stuff that's been going on. Alright, first of all, I wanna talk about what do you guys think about this Area 51 shit that people are supposed to be gathering up and bum rushing where Area 51 is supposed to be? Did you guys see that or no? They basically started a Facebook event page and like 500,000 people.
Area 51 is what?
Area 51 is like apparently where the U.S. government is keeping the aliens and shit, like all alien shit. They're hiding it apparently from people in the middle of a desert somewhere. That's what people believe. So they got 500,000 people to sign the fucking thing on Facebook or whatever. It's an event. It's a Facebook event. Actually, it's probably like 600,000 or 700,000 people now that said that they're gonna go show up and basically bum rush the area.
For one, you saying what you about to do? Come on, you fuck with America. You know what I'm saying? They not playing that shit. For two, you think I boom with 5,000 people? That ain't enough.
Nah, 700,000.
Oh shit, you might be saying something.
But it's like, knock it off, man. Y'all fucking with aliens and shit, and as soon as y'all go by them gates, they knocking y'all off, picking y'all off. So good luck with that shit.
For real. Because I saw some video that a couple of people on like motorcycles, and they had the cameras or whatever, were riding that way. But they didn't realize, I guess, that they were going like too far in or whatever. And guys like U.S. military with machine guns stopped them and made them turn around and shit.
Good luck with that.
I ain't fucking around. Let me know how that shit went too. Tell me what you seen.
Someone steal an alien head and bring it back.
What's the name of that camera?
Oh, the DJI. Yeah, DJI.
Yeah. Record that.
Shoot that shit in 4K. If they let you out. Did you guys hear what Jermaine Dupri was saying about like females in the rap game?
I seen that, but I didn't hear it.
But
yeah.
I ain't really looking to it.
I was supposed to double back on that, man.
Yeah, I was too. What happened with
that? Basically, he was saying that like all female. He doesn't really want like to listen to female rappers because all female rappers are just like strippers that are rapping. In a sense, he was saying it's just like they're just rapping about sex and shit like that and.
Didn't his artist The Brat rap about
that? Nah, see, and I can understand why he said that because I love The Brat, and Give It To You, one of my favorite songs. That's one of my shit. Shout out The Brat, I love you. And she was different. She was a player. And I understand because back in the day, every woman, Foxy Brown, had her image, like. But they was talking that gangster shit. But the thing is, I respect what they doing now, though. I'll be honest with you. For the simple fact that it's a lane for this stripper shit. This is what's going on now. So this is what the new generation attracted to. However, I do feel, I'm not going to say I wouldn't listen to them. You feel what I'm saying? But it's a short attention span for it. You feel what I'm saying? However, I do feel like it should be different images of females rapping,
I feel like, yeah, there's that lane that you're talking about, but I feel like that's only like one section of female hip hop artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you want to find lyricist female hip hop artists, you'll find that. Just like in males, bro, you'll find guys that are just rapping about shit. I just got a new watch. I just got a hose, whatever. Then you have fucking rappers that are rapping about life. You know what I'm saying? Same shit, bro. If you want to find a female lyricist, we had some on the show. If you want to find a female lyricist, you can find it. So. Like, I get what he's saying about that, about that group, like, oh, they're all whatever. But he's in a position where he could literally find a fucking artist, make them blow up.
Yeah.
So if he's the one saying, I don't listen to female artists because they're rapping about this shit, go find one, bro. Go find one and blow up, and then you put the new shit out, because that's your job, in a sense.
Maybe him saying that is going to spark something in somebody. I feel that. Because marketing is everything. So for him to say that, I guarantee you somebody switching their style up now, or somebody, putting themselves in position to be different. You feel what I'm saying? But I feel like it's a lane for everything. That's just the lane everybody choosing to do. And like you said, like, I feel like he should have it should be an eye out for something different. It should be, and it's definitely. And that's like a message to females, if anything, do something different, including males too in the game. Like, do something different. Don't be too different.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, just be different. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Find your niche. I feel like find your niche in the game. You get what I'm saying? You
know, I feel like Nicki changed the game, bro, because mostly all the female rappers before her mimicked men. They were gritty, they had the deep voice, they rapped about gangster shit, and when Nicki came in, she was girly, she was Barbie, she revolutionized the game, and they all learned from her.
I feel like
she don't get her props though, but hey man, it is what it is.
That's a fact. And that's basically what I was trying to say. Like before then, it was more gritty. They emulated men, you know. They talked about trap selling drugs. They talk about holding straps for their dudes. They talk about thug love. They talk about being in love with gangsters. You know stuff like that. Like, they, and it was more substance.
Right.
You know, it was way more substance. So like I said, you know, I feel like message. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel that there is female artists out there. You have the Tierra Whack, you have Ciroc. Like, these women are bar heavy.
Shout out Young and May, too.
Every song is bar heavy. Young and May, but where the fuck she been? I feel like she, I haven't heard.
I don't know what she up to.
I feel like I haven't heard a new song in a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
I think she like putting out singles. She need to put out.
Yeah, she been putting out a couple freestyles. A little couple freestyles.
Yeah.
We know you can rap, baby. We know you can rap. Put a project together.
Word. Facts. You know.
But anyway, all right, let's jump into the next topic, because I feel like we talked too much about that.
It's a good topic, though.
It was a good topic. It was a good topic. Yeah, it was a good topic. All right, but did you guys see this weed bust in California that they did? There's this whole area in Cali that they
bust in California. I ain't see that.
Fuck the game up, man.
So they basically, it actually fucked up supply in New Jersey.
Fucked the game up.
Even numbers up right now, just in New Jersey, but this whole county where they grew, this whole county where they grew shit, they basically went in and they just seized it.
I didn't think it's hate. Y'all some hate now. Yo, the feds is the worst, man. Y'all, the alphabet, y'all are no worse, bro. I swear, but it is what it is.
I think it's them just like, all right, we're starting to legalize it, so we're going to make the money off this
shit. Yeah, they trying to get all the competition out the way.
They could easily violate somebody, figure out some violation.
They fucked the game up with that, man. They fucked the game up. Numbers is up.
Numbers are up.
Unanimously.
No, but choices are also
facts.
Down.
It's either high or bullshit.
Shout out to our boys at the Smugglers Club, because they always got choices.
I need to go. I need to come holler at them. Y'all might got. Yeah, oh my God, come holla at too. Definitely, man. Yeah, but that's some bullshit, though, man. Shout out to the growers, man. Holla at me when y'all get yourself back up and running, man.
When you get yourself up and running. That's a fact, though. But did you guys see the JP Morgan, basically the container? JP Morgan owned boat, right? Was it the boat or the container? Probably the container.
It was something. It was some boat, import bro. Shit.
It's they shit.
They found 20 ton of cocaine in that shit.
They fucking the whole supply. They fucking anything out.
JP Morgan.
That's crazy though.
JP Morgan giving niggas loans.
I just let you know money
bricks.
Ain't enough.
They're taking my loan and buying cocaine with it and flipping it.
That's something to argue. That's something to be like, yo, I want my. Yes, I should be excused with.
Yo, fuck your overdraft fee, bro.
Nah, that should just be. Saying? Loan should just be forgiven.
$35 an overdraft fee. They're just like, you know, they're just basically taking out little by little.
I just let you know, man. Money it ain't enough
all
money.
All overdraft fees in a day.
I just let you know, man. You got JP trapping.
Nah, it's more than. I feel like it's more than enough money. I feel like niggas is just greedy. That's the issue. It's money. It's plenty of money to get.
How long? Question is, how long you think they've been getting away with it?
Since they started.
Right.
They probably made $1 billion.
Since they opened up.
I feel like all these institutions are doing some shit illegal. You know what I'm saying? They're making money illegal. Like, on top of the legal shit, they're making money illegally somehow. It's just, they're too big to ever be caught with that bullshit. someone else will get blamed or whatever. But like, there's no way. Like,
that's a big shipment.
On top of that, you know what? What also fucks with me is, yo, banks have multi-million-dollar commercials all over. They're commercialized like crazy. Buildings, all this shit. The bank, right? The idea of a bank is that it's holding your money. You know what I'm saying? So how the fuck they have all these millions and millions of dollars to spend where from originally the first bank, it was just like, all right, we're going to hold your money and then we're going to give it back to you when you need it. So now, like, because everything's so digital, if everybody like in that neighborhood that was at Chase Bank went and withdrew all the money, they don't have the cash at hand to give it to you. They won't have it. They'll have to go get it from another bank because they take your money. They invest it in shit. They invest it, they build, and they make more money off of your money. Well, and that's how they build.
JP Morgan invested in bricks.
JP Morgan decided to invest in cocaine with our money.
I heard they got what's his name, El Chapo, man. They told him to give him 12 B's, man. 12 billion. They gave him life. They seized 12 billion from him.
Recently?
Yes, today.
Today? Oh, yes. Shit.
That shit is nuts. He got sentenced to life and they took 12 B's from him.
God damn.
What?
Bro, this guy's gonna run away from jail again.
You don't even need 12 billion. What the hell you gonna do with 12 billion?
It's too much money, bro.
That's more money than the president.
Yeah.
That's a lot more money than the president.
Well, not the current president. He's got the billions up there.
That's
too.
Jay-Z 12 times.
Jay-Z.
That's 12 Jay-Z's. Yeah. 24 Beyoncé's.
What are you gonna do with 12? 24 Beyoncé's. Is Beyoncé only 500? I thought she was like 8, correct. 9. I thought she was getting close to a billion herself.
You know what
I
mean?
They hiding that shit from the IRS, bro. They up there, bro. Beyonce, come on now. You don't think Beyonce's a billionaire? Like, really?
I don't know.
She probably a dollar short. Yeah. She probably a dollar short.
But they doing this.
They're almost there.
Jay-Z been a billionaire for a while, but you gotta be smooth with this, bro, IRS at the feds,
man. They must have been on some special agreement because there is no way, like, they're too clean, you know what I'm saying? So there was always a little bit of rumors. Like, some rumors where, oh, Jay-Z might be doing some shit. But, bro, they must have went into this relationship like, we're going to be this, and shit might happen, but we can't stop that from this. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way that, like, with all the shit. Yeah, but it's just, like, the idea of, like, all right, there's gonna be shit that, you know, you're gonna be pissed at, I'm gonna be pissed at, but we're gonna fucking really, like, I'm sure, like, other, you know how many women are trying to get with Jay-Z, bro, when they see Jay-Z?
I'm saying, you know,
any self-respecting man, how are you gonna reject all that pussy?
At the end of the day, it's all about Jay-Z don't trust no other bitch. You know what I'm saying? Think about it, like, he ain't gonna trust no other woman. You know what I'm saying? You done built with her. I don't give a fuck. You how attractive, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what you built with her. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, and like you said, it ain't perfect because she sung about it. He rapped about it. Going through shit in a relationship, so.
She wrote a whole, she made a whole fucking
exactly,
album about
so,
it.
You get what I'm saying?
And marketed
exactly,
geniuses,
so.
Man.
I feel like Jay, he was already a businessman before her. And she was already a business or going had a business orientated background before him.
Yeah. I mean,
so
yeah,
with them together, you know, I'm pretty sure it was a lot of bouncing off ideas. She probably had a lot of insight. He probably had insight. You get what I'm saying? It probably was like, you know, exactly, you know, so. And I feel like that's what it's all about, bro. You could bounce off your partner, bro, and like y'all both add value to each other, my nigga. Like you get what I'm saying? Is inevitable. Like, you get what I'm saying? You're gonna go through what you're gonna go through, but it ain't gonna overpower or overwhelm the love. It ain't going so I don't know, but like you said, I feel like they probably came in with their head on straight, you know.
Must have entered it. Entered
right,
the relationship.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, you know what you signed up for.
We can be this if we don't let all the bullshit get in the way. Because you know how much bullshit comes with all that fame.
Beyonce, come
you know what I'm saying?
You know niggas won't look. know what I'm saying? Come on, bro.
True.
Come on, Beyonce. True. You know you dating Jay. He said that in a freestyle when he did that freestyle on stage recently. When he was just saying, like, yeah, he was just saying that, like.
What was it?
He was at
Delancey. He opened up the Delancey.
In New York?
He reopened
Webster Hall.
Webster, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Webster Hall. They reopened Webster Hall and he gave the infamous freestyle. You know how Jay do, man.
You feel what I'm saying? So, like, yeah.
But all right, ladies and gentlemen, that was your show today on the Question Will Be Ever podcast. We asked Casey Lowe in the building. Shout out to DC for coming out. And make sure to check out that freestyle. Give us 5 stars on all platforms. And check out his music, man. We already talked about a couple of songs that are
Facts,
fire
Hooks
on his
and Bridges
album.
Out
so you got to go back and take a look at
all platforms.
It.
You get what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go download that, stream that. You feel what I'm saying? Write your reviews on that. Let me know how you feel, you know.
Give all your plugs. Fact, tell everybody where they can follow you and all that.
YouTube, Tidal. Make sure y'all follow me on Tidal, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Napster, Shazam. I'm on Shazam
Napster's
too.
Still doing the thing?
Facts. Napster's still out here. Shazam my music.
Damn.
Shazam. SoundCloud. If you ain't, you know. SoundCloud too. I'm everywhere on all streaming platforms. Make sure I go check that Hooks and Bridges out. And I got Skating on Thin Ice. I got all my projects up there, you know, a couple singles and stuff. And I got some new shit. Be on the lookout for the you know, the new project on the way too. Real G's know the Philip, man.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in again to the Question Will Be Ever podcast. And you already know, this is the best place to get the best interviews with interesting people.
Shout out to the bed too.
My niggas try to pop fly with my niggas. Then it's by body, you niggas. See, I'm the top guy with my niggas. Better watch your pride with my niggas. I don't let shit slide for my niggas. We do homicide for our niggas. A few mama cry for our niggas. A few father lied to my niggas. So I'm forced to grind with my niggas. Therefore, I'm forced to shine with my niggas. Ain't nobody lying to you niggas. But it's out of time for you niggas. Lord, pressure pride to you niggas. Then just bust the pipe with you niggas. Up on my dick, she feeling the kids. Saluting the jet, you know who it is. Something to whip, cause we suck off this is. And fuck all these bitches, we handle our bid. Push come to shove, we handle our bid. Saluting the mob, no switches in this. Get hit with the Mac if you think it's a diss. Up in your back is what snitches get. Niggas, they wild till we settle them down. Eating these beats, they edible now. Run up on niggas, you won't hear a sound. Pull up on you niggas and empty around. Even at worst, I strive for the best. Let hitting ass niggas get caught in a mess. Thank the Lord, I know that I'm blessed. Pray for my homies and ride for the press. Now tell me why y'all hating on me. And tell me why these bad bitches keep waiting on me. So please don't try to creep up on us. Or my crew gon' have to do it home. I'ma cry for my niggas. I die for my niggas.
Would you cry for your niggas? Would you die for your niggas, man? Ain't nothing that I won't do for my next man.
Ain't nothing that I won't do for my niggas. Ain't nothing that I won't do for my niggas, man.